The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish.
These things float.
Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we are back. Sorry for the delay. You know, personal stuff came up, had to take care of it. But you know what? Like I said, we're back. Total Divas, Season 2, Episode 10, the first half of the season finale, because they're evil and they split it in two.
Those evil, evil people. It wasn't like Once Upon a Time that did two long hours. No, no, no. We got this in two episodes, one after the other, in two straight weeks. It's like, I'm on the edge of my seat. I want to know what's happening.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out right after the break, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns,
after 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Law Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
I came to play, there's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your...
What's up, this is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome!
Welcome back to The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 2, Episode 10, where we are in one half of the season finale.
And we're going to recap of what happened last week when they went to Cabo.
Where shenanigans about it and Will. We found out a deep start secret about everybody on that show. And...
including the fact that Natty wants to play board games in Cabo.
And Nikki was married.
Mm-hmm.
And has since gotten divorced. And, well, John doesn't know. Nobody knew. And Nikki made the very big step of telling her family, which we're seeing a recap of right now. And her family got upset.
Well, mainly her brother.
Mainly her brother. Well, all her family were upset. Her brother got the most upset about it. You know, he was actually very offended that she got married and didn't tell them that she had gotten married. I think her parents understand that it, you know, especially her mother at this point, that it's kind of water under the bridge. And now we have Bree chasing after Nikki, who's leaving.
And Nikki doesn't want to ruin her brother's barbecue with after making the announcement. You made the announcement. You ruined the barbecue. So you just stay and have some fun. But instead, she's leaving. And, well, she's not, she's now freaking out about telling John about what happened. And now Bree's going to get everybody drunk. It's basically the mission of Brie Bella to get her family drunk after the announcement. But we are now with the Danielsons, or soon to be Danielsons.
Looks like Josie's begging for food.
Like any dog would.
Any dog would. They're saying they're eating their salads, being all healthy.
Bree's telling Daniel everything they have to do. They gotta call a decorator, get decorations, flowers. They're gonna have daisy halos for all the bridesmaids.
Brian could honestly care less.
Yeah. Now she's bringing up gift bags and he's like, what? The grandmother wants Brian to trim his beard. And Bree's now telling us how famous Daniel Bryan's beard is, because it is kind of famous at this point.
Mm-hmm.
She bought him wax to trim it up, to shape up the beard, to clean out the, so he can be perfect. And now she's reading.
He's reading the ingredients on the wax.
Yeah.
He's holding the dog while they're gonna do this.
You want to put this stuff on my face? She's now Is it the wax smells funny?
Is it wax or is it bleach?
I don't know. It's supposed to be wax.
And Brian's like, you know, why can't I be like I am? And he's like,
you want to get married to? You want to get married to all of this? And Brian.
And now Josie's kissing Brian, and Brian's all into it.
He's like basically licking off all the wax. Josie was licking his nose. That's tremendous. We're in San Antonio with one of the Bellas.
With Nikki. And we have Natty on the phone.
Well, hello, Natty. Hello, Natty. She wants to get her abs together for WrestleMania. Talking about WrestleMania, the biggest event of the year.
We're not going to talk about WrestleMania 30. Certain things didn't happen on WrestleMania 30.
Well, they're showing highlights from WrestleMania 29.
Yeah, because, well, at this point, 30 hasn't happened.
Right. Hulk Hogan's going to be hosting. John gets Nikki's booty squatted really quick.
Yeah, we know how he does that, Nikki.
Yeah, we do. And Natty hasn't told anyone the secret.
Yeah, basically, Nikki's like, did you tell anyone? Because, well, she sort of hasn't told John yet. Oh my god, that's like the worst idea ever. Why would you tell him at work?
Because that's when they see each other. Hey, it's Eva and Cameron and Natty and the Usos. Trinity's back to work.
Trinity's back after a nasty, nasty eye injury. So this is probably about, what, 2 weeks before WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm. 2-3 weeks before WrestleMania, yeah.
Hey, it's Miss Sandra! And the Funkadactyls are reunited, and it feels so good. Hey, it's Charles Robinson.
Little Nate. Hey, it's John Cena. And Nikki, and she's gonna tell him right now, pull him aside at work, let him tell him what's going on. And, well, she sort of goes, what are you doing? John Cena's talking up his merch. His new merch that's coming out. It's going to be a new t-shirt, a cat, wristbands, and a towel. Huh. Never.
Hey, look, that's the job I applied for and got turned down for.
Never ever seen that from WWE for John Cena. T-shirt, hat, wristbands.
And a towel.
Probably just says, never going to give up, or something like that.
And, yeah, basically Nikki can't do it.
She's going to do it at home.
Aww, she gets a kiss on the head, they love each other.
And Naomi's back in the ring. Taking it to the Divas Champion at this point, AJ Lee.
And now we're in Phoenix, Arizona, at the Bridal Salon.
And she just noticed a drunk driver as she was pulling up. And now we're at the final dress fitting.
Here's hoping it fits. And basically, Nikki has a deadline that she has to tell John about her former marriage before the wedding. Bree, it's a wedding. You're going to have drama.
Every wedding
has drama.
Yes. Yes, they do. Clearly. I can attest to this. They do. Drama always happens. The wedding is just weeks away at this point, as it's the dress fitting. There's the Bella's mom and... Hey, Nikki has a phone call to one of the WWE producers. They have a shoot for WrestleMania 30 coming up.
And hey, look, they're shooting the opening for WrestleMania. And the Bellas are in it.
And Bree's like...
And Bree's saying no.
And Nikki's like, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And Bree's supposed to go to Sedona.
Uh-oh. Bree's like...
Oh, Bree's not happy.
Bree, tell me no, I won't be there. I can't go. I can't do it. I'm busy. Nikki's like, you can go. Bree has to go to see the venues. You gotta go. Nikki talks about how Bree's always wanted to be a part of WrestleMania, and now they're gonna be a big part of it in the opening. And well, Bree has a wedding; it's once in a lifetime.
Yeah, basically, Nikki's saying their career comes first. You know, it was Bree's choice to plan a wedding during WrestleMania season, and Nikki's look at it is the career comes first. And now, basically, they're having words.
being a wife, being a mother is bigger than being a top diva. And she called Nikki a bitch. In fact, a selfish bitch. And yeah, Nikki's not happy. She walks off. Bree's not happy either. And yeah. Bridezilla in full effect?
I don't know if that's Bridezilla as that's just nerves and stress and everything else. That's, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily call that Bridezilla because, yeah, honestly, if I had committed to go and do this for my wedding and plan this for my wedding and my sister committed me to something else, I would be a little pissed. Especially if she knew. Like, that's a thing, is Nikki would have known that Bree's going to Sedona, but it's like, oh, well, we're going to do this instead, and it's, I can understand that. But at the same time, there's no need to bite her head off about it.
Right.
So, yeah, that's just, honestly, that's nerves and stress and everything else. But we can talk about that later, as we are back at the WWE Performance Center, and they're shooting a DVD.
A Stephanie McMahon DVD. A fitness one, in fact.
A workout DVD. Ooh.
As we see a bunch of the girls getting, doing it, and Trinity's a part of it. Naomi's thanking Steph for the opportunity. She's ready to go.
Oh, Bree's still bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're up early to shoot the thing. Basically, the mother has gone to Sedona in Bree's place to check everything out.
Yeah, and she's not happy about that. Hey, it's a clown.
It's New Orleans. Who knows?
Well, Nikki is trying to compare wrestling a wedding with a clown having to put a nose on. And Wow.
Bree is just not having any of this.
No, these girls are, yeah.
And now they're getting their makeup done, getting their hair did.
Well, now that she has time, she's getting her hair done, or hair did, she can do her seating chart. And she asked the question, did you tell John?
And the answer is no.
Hey, it's the mother. The mother has a lot of concerns. There's a lot of, emu shit around?
Basically, there's two locations, and the first one is a ranch that has emus, and there's apparently no bathrooms, so they're going to have to bring in, like, porta-potties or something like that.
Bree's stressing because she's not there. It's a big, nice, long, big ranch for them to go to, and, yeah. She's not happy.
I feel so bad for these makeup people right now.
I know, right?
Here's some array.
And now they're all getting ready for the photo shoot. And Nikki's in everybody's way.
Hey, it's Big Show, Sheamus, and Kofi. And it's the gigantic opening for WrestleMania. Everybody's partying. Everybody's having a good time.
Hey, there's a Bray Wyatt sighting.
There's a Bray Wyatt sighting on the billboard at WrestleMania.
He made Total Divas.
He did make Total Divas. Actually, he's been really careful not making on
Total
Divas lately.
Now we're in the gym. Wow, Natty.
Damn, Natty.
She could squat 250 pounds with her butt touching the ground.
And Natty lightened her hair.
Nikki thinks it's pretty.
And now they're talking about summer.
Bree wasn't sure to have summer at the wedding. Bree has a big heart, so is Nikki. Today's about you, not about anyone else, so Summer shouldn't be at the wedding. Summer disrespected her. Nikki doesn't want Summer there. She doesn't... Over Nikki's dead body, will Summer Rae show up at this wedding?
And now they're putting pressure on Bree about Summer. I guess Bree invited everybody? I don't know.
Everyone from... All the girls from the show, supposedly... That whole thing.
Okay. And now Natty's talking about how, she regrets putting herself last for her wedding and trying to make everybody happy but herself.
Right.
And basically they're putting the peer pressure on to get Summer disinvited. And now we are at Monday Night Raw. We're seeing all the setup. all the girls are getting pulled into a room, and we see Mark, all the divas are there.
The principal, Mark asks about the wedding, and the, and, oh, Natty.
Oh, Cat Fancy wants to do a spread
on her cat. Cat Fancy's doing a spread on Natty's pussycat. Oh, good lord.
And we find out that Summer is going to be in the Marine Four, and she is the first WWE diva to be featured in a WWE film, which is pretty cool for her.
That is pretty cool. That's a big step for the divas.
Damn, Natty! Jeez!
Natty was...
back just a little bit. Uh-huh. Damn!
Natty showed some bitchiness and some sass. It was awesome.
I'm so proud of her, but damn!
Now WrestleMania is coming up, so we gotta show you. We gotta put up the logo for you. Here's the thing: it's WrestleMania, because we didn't know what it was.
And now they're talking about the match. Who's gonna make WrestleMania?
It's the moment of truth. Who's gonna be in it? Which one of these divas? And
who gets AJ Lee?
They're all like, "I hope it's me." Naomi's like, "It's my time." It's my time.
So, well, as we hit the commercial, we'll have to see.
Yeah, we will. Oh, Natty.
Natty, oh my god, Natty, I'm so proud of you, but damn, I mean, just damn. That was, like, completely out of left field.
It really was. It really was.
But yeah, so alright, so we're finding out more and more details about WrestleMania, we're gonna see more wedding planning.
It should be interesting. So, who's gonna get it is the big old question at this point.
I wonder if we didn't already know the answer.
I know, right?
You know, this is June, and WrestleMania was in April.
Yeah, well, anyway. And we're back in New York City.
We see the Funkadactyls in the ring. We see AJ making fun of
Cara, Naomi and her eye patch. The girls have found out, but now the universe is about to find out. Hey, it's Vicky Guerrero.
Oh, Vicky, those shorts. No, honey, no. Just no.
No, no. So she's going to compete against...
Hey, Naomi gets a match at WrestleMania!
This is her...
Alright!
This is her moment. She's been working hard for this.
Wait, and... Alright, Cameron's getting a title shot.
Former Rack guest. Pow! Hey, Brie Bella. Nikki.
I think it's safe to assume the entire cast of Total Divas at this point.
Natty. Eva Marie. Summer Rae.
Alicia Fox.
What happened to the others? Oh.
It's just the Total Divas cast, but Layla, Rosa Mendez, Alicia Fox, the Total Divas cast...
And
Tamina Snuka.
Tamina Snuka, yeah.
Are all in, and Oksana, I should say Oksana as well, are all in the, Emma, are all in the Divas Battle Royal for WrestleMania. So it's all the Divas, they're in the Battle Royal. Brian, what did you do to your hair?
He put it in the ponytail.
No, he put it, like, pulled the bangs back. Oh. No, honey, no.
It's his look.
It's his look.
Yeah, it is.
He looks kind of silly.
Brian's going to refer to this as your wedding. Because you keep saying it's your wedding. Now they're bringing up the Summer situation. Brie really likes her in some moments, but in some, not really. Brian's like, if you don't want to invite them, don't invite them. It's about what we want, not what anyone else wants.
Oh,
70%, 30% is worried. 50% is the outrageous expectation Disney has put in your head. Nice, Brian.
Damn you, Disney!
Nice, Brian. Nice.
Well played. Very well played. So we are now in Sedona. Josie's excited. She's headed into the hotel.
They're going to be in a creekside cottage. Private cedar shower. $709 plus tax.
And Brian's like, what? $700? And he's like, how much are the other rooms?
The less private ones are $200-something.
And it's her wedding. That's exactly what she says. It's my wedding.
She did the innocent look. It's my wedding.
And Brian's just like, And now it's John Cena's Tampa house. I like how they have to stipulate that.
Because he has not won at San Diego. And Nikki is scared by a little teeny...
itty-bitty baby frog.
She was deathly afraid of the frog.
And now he's giving her crap for being deathly afraid of the frog.
So instead of sitting where they were going, they're sitting in chairs.
And she's just a chair.
She doesn't know how John's going to react to the situation. Big moments. Do or die! Do or die!
As we head to commercial with Bree and Brian, arguing about money. This is going to get good.
It's all about the money.
And it's a random Brad Maddox sighting.
Well, he needs something to do.
Poor Brad Maddox. So far, Nikki's having a hard time telling John.
Yeah, she sort of is. She couldn't do it at work. Apparently, she's trying to do it at the house. Can she? Is the really big question.
That is the really big question. I guess we'll have to see. So, I don't know. But yeah, Nikki, you better tell him soon. Because, your sister's wedding is fast approaching.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, also, Bree and Brian headed to Sedona. You could tell Brian has, zero fucks to give about this wedding. You could just tell.
He's worried about the money.
He's worried about the money. That is where Brian's involvement in this wedding comes and stops, is the money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, But everything else, he's just like, I don't really care.
It's like...
He just wants to get married.
He wants to be done with this all. At this point, he's been hearing about everything nonstop for probably about 6-8 months at this point.
And we are back with Nikki and John.
Nikki is talking about how John knows the importance of marriage is to her. And, she sort of, talks about Bree, not the wedding. Or not the marriage, rather.
And the concern about Summer, and basically... And also, Bree's distraction from their careers, and John says, do you want me to talk to him about it? And Nikki's like, maybe. And, once again, she does not get the words out.
She's having a hard time doing it.
Nikki, you're digging yourself a hole.
Just gonna point that one out.
And now they're going out to see where the ceremonies might be. They're going, they're going visiting. And Bree is stressing Brian because Brian is just like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Seriously, he's just like, I love Brian. He just doesn't care.
He has his dog. He's just like, I'm just going to walk with my dog, see where my dog takes me.
He has his future wife. He has his dog. He's happy.
This is probably his, only day off.
So first they're touring the resort that they're staying at. And they're seeing the gardens and kind of explaining how the setup is going to work and where everything's going to be. And now Brian's like, you know, do we need a brass band and a string quartet?
We need both. You didn't realize this, Brian? We need both.
And then we see the ceremony space, and it's by a creek, it's shaded by trees, it's absolutely beautiful, you've got wonderful views of the Red Rock, it's great. And now they're going to the next place, and Josie does not want to go. Josie actually runs in the opposite direction, and Brian has to catch her.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Josie's like, I do not want to go in the car.
I'm done. Josie was done.
And now they're at the second location, which I assume is the ranch.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Steve, the ranch owner.
He gives Bree a big hug, he loves on Josie, and I guess Brian gets no love.
Brian got no love.
And now we see the ceremony spaces, because there's multiples. And, well, yeah, it's an emu farm, and there's emus and geese and crap everywhere.
She wants all the geese to follow her.
And Josie is trying to go after an emu.
Josie, no. Josie, no.
And Brian's like, Josie, that bird would kill you.
She knows where to put the caterer, hay bales, the furniture. She wants to put an art sub one there. She wants to ship in furniture.
And she's talking about pulling out trees for the ceremony.
Brian's like, you want them to pull out trees? She's worried about her grandmother pulling out, using the porta potty.
Basically, Brian lay down the rule, wedding or house. And so they're kind of trying to go cheap on the wedding, and
he didn't expect the wedding to be as much as a house.
And now she's talking about chipping in church pews, and he's like, do you know how expensive that is? And basically she's using once in a lifetime, and Brian's like, no, it's not.
Well, the example is John Cena and The Rock. You know, it's never just once in a lifetime.
And now they're arguing about, you know, basically, they're arguing basically about cost and money. And she's saying, you know, had I spent $5,000 more?
Brian's like, it's $700 per memory.
And this is where he asks her, you know, do you want to have a $120,000 wedding?
We're not trying to impress people. And he's like, right? And she's like, yeah, I guess.
She's like, maybe?
She's very simple. She can be in this dress, and she can get married in the woods, and get married. And he's like...
And Brian's like, let's do it, let's get married right now. Let's pull over.
Pull over to the side of the road, let's have Josie marry us.
Well, wasn't he... he wasn't feuding Bray Wyatt at this point, so... Oh, just go find Bray. Bray will do it. And now, well, as we head to commercial, we're seeing, you know, the divas arriving in New Orleans, and the Bella family meeting back up, and possibly some apologies being made. But yeah, so, you can tell Brian, the only thing Brian cares about the wedding is the cost. That's becoming blatantly apparent.
Oh yeah.
And it's, yeah. Bree wants her dream wedding, but Brian doesn't want to pay for it.
He has his limits. He's willing to pay for a little bit, just not, you know, he doesn't want to go to the extreme, as it were.
$120,000 for a wedding is excessive. I will admit that. But it's something of most weddings, you usually do about 30 to 50 thousand.
But they're an entertainment couple, so you double that.
Yeah, they're an entertainment couple, so you double that. So you're probably looking in the range of 60 to 100 grand for them for a wedding, you know. And then there are couples who do the cheap, who do, you know, 5, 10, 20. But yeah, they're going, you know, it's basically Brian is having this vision of a $10,000 or less wedding, and Brie is having the $60,000 or more dream. And that's where they're butting heads.
Right.
Brian's trying to get out of this as cheaply as possible. Because honestly, I think if Brian had really did have his druthers, they wouldn't be going through all the hoopla. They would literally just pull off to the side of the road in some trees and get married.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Because all they need is, you know, themselves, the dog, and a couple witnesses, and an officiant, and he's good. But, you know, obviously he's going through the hoopla of a celebrity wedding. Which, bless him for it.
The celebrity reality show wedding.
Right? So, yeah. So, but... will they survive it? I guess we'll have to see.
Ready when you are.
Alright. I have them in the car, so I'm a little ahead.
I'm at the car, too.
Okay. And they're still talking about pulling over.
Her Nana would be so sad. Is it wrong I'm just sitting here watching Josie in the background?
No. I love how they're having this serious conversation, and there's the dog just rolling around in the backseat.
I know, right? It's tremendous.
Yeah, basically Brian's saying the most important thing is not how much we spend, but who's there with us to celebrate. And the fact that we're going to have our family and our friends and everybody there with us is the important thing. You know, they don't care how much we spend. Well,
there will be a bunch of people judging you at the end of the day. Just putting that one out.
Yeah, you know, if it's like my family... particular, my mother, bless my mother, she goes for the cake. And if you cheap out on the cake, yeah, you're done. So, you know, there is a level of expectation that's going to be there.
Yeah. Your dream wedding. No, our dream wedding.
No, your dream wedding.
It is her dream wedding.
And now they're calling Pinterest wedding pornography. Oh, Brian. Brian.
Chicks, man. Chicks.
They just need their own show. They really do.
They do. They really do.
And now we see the press conference in New York. We see all the divas.
John Cena was looking like a dumbass. It's WrestleMania week. Hey, it's Hulk Hogan, brother. Getting the hype for WrestleMania. Well, that was quick.
Well, it was just like a day press conference thing, and then they all fly to New Orleans to kick off the party.
Hey, Bray. I saw Bray.
Bray Wyatt sighting. Another Bray Wyatt sighting. We're seeing the sights and sounds of, you know, New Orleans. We see the Danielsons arriving. Natty arriving. There's Trinity.
Trinity's like, you're looking at the new Divas Champion, Natty. Yeah, how do I look? And then Nikki's like, I'm going to take it. Hey, it's Jimmy Hart. Great Khali.
Good show.
And Summer all by herself.
And Eva's freaking out because she's in a mini match.
They're all talking about, she's back at WrestleMania. She wants to be the best. She wants to win. Bray Wyatt sighting number 4.
Bless that billboard.
All over town.
All over town. Dude, that had to be, like, freaky for him, too. Like, mm-hmm. To get off the airplane and your face is, like, literally everywhere.
Right.
And the bell stopped in to get some coffee.
And now the family arrives. The Bella family. The Bella's mom and their brother. And now they're strolling around, drinking their coffee. Oh, Nikki. This better be some beautiful water.
And they're disappointed how dirty the water is.
Yeah.
Welcome to New Orleans.
And
now the brother and the sister are kissing in makeup.
Sort of.
Sort of.
The brother's telling her side, and, you know, it's a sacred thing. But then she's like, it's a mistake, and the mom's like, it's a learning situation. they all forgive Nikki for her secret.
And, well, we find out Nikki still has not told him.
No, she hasn't. Oh, the drama. And apparently we're right back at it.
We are right back at it. No commercial breaks, because, well, we're coming, you can tell we're coming towards the end.
And then, you know, Bree's like, I'm so happy she told John. They're like, John related to you, and she's just nodding her head along. She's just nodding at this point. It's like,
oh, Nikki, you are digging yourself a hole, girl.
She's drinking her coffee, nodding her head. Did she just say what I thought she said?
Yeah, she's just called a beignet a beignet.
Oh, hey, Bray Wyatt again.
And the Undertaker! We had Undertaker signing on Total Divas! Alright!
And now Bree's looking for Summer. Hey, Renee Young! Brad Maddox.
Renee and Summer together, I'm so shocked.
I know, right? That never happens, ever. Not, especially not on Instagram. Bree has come to the conclusion that she doesn't want Summer at her wedding. So, yeah.
Oh, Natty, you know, don't lay on the pressure or anything. Jeez.
No, let's not lay on any pressure whatsoever. Hey, there's a big giant Daniel Bryan. Now Bree's talking about we had a friendship, her and Summer. And then she got these feelings of where she couldn't trust her. She's talking shit about her. And Bree's come to the conclusion she doesn't want her Summer at the wedding. And Summer's like, that's your opinion, I guess.
And Summer's like, okay.
And Summer's like, I wouldn't start any drama at your wedding. Bree doesn't want to think it, but it's just, you know, sort of, you know, there's no other room. This is what you've shown us. And Summer's like, I didn't think I burned these bridges to this extent. Summer talks bad about people because, well, of her insecurities. And, yeah, Summer's just starting out on her career, and yeah, she's very insecure. It's a defense mechanism for herself. Summer's very open, is sort of opening up to Bree at this point. She feels like she's up against all the other divas. Bree's like, you don't have to be fake or phony, just be you. And now they hug and they make up, but she's still not going to the wedding.
Yeah, she's still not invited.
Summer needs to humble herself and prove herself to these women. Bree's like, you gotta clear up all these rumors. Hey, it's Minnie Hogan, brother.
Person dancing in feathers and masks. We see people picking up their tickets. Hey, it's fan access. And Natty and Eva Marie are walking to a signing. Wow. Okay, wore that to a signing. Okay.
Especially with all the kids around.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't look comfortable.
This is Eva's first WrestleMania. And now it's only going to be in front of 8,000 people live, you know. Eva's talking about normal people have spent 2 years in developmental. She's been like a month. It's only 80,000 live and just millions at home.
Yeah, no pressure.
160 countries. You know, no pressure at all.
Eva's like freaking out.
Uh-huh. If you make a mistake, everyone will see it. And then it's like, just relax. You're cool. Hey, that was a Wade Barrett sighting. And a Brad Maddox. And we're getting this big moment and there's an alarm going off in the background. And Eva's more distracted by the alarm than what Natty's saying.
Yeah, it's the service elevator. And while they're freaking out, Eva's freaking out. She's having a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, another Bray Wyatt sighting. I think that's about six.
Yeah. All pictures of him. No.
No actual physical Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, no physical Bray Wyatt.
So. Oh, the drama that's coming in the second half. Oh.
Oh, oh my.
Drama coming up on the next one.
Oh my goodness, it's going down at Bree's wedding. Oh dear me. So this episode was obviously the precursor to the next one. All the crap is going down in the next one, but we had our moments. Summer got disinvited, we had Bree kind of freak out on Nikki a little bit, we have Eva Marie getting butterflies for WrestleMania. And then there's Brian, who just can't be fucked with anything except money.
Yeah. Oh. That basically sums it up. He can't be... He, money is a big issue. Big to do with him at this point with this wedding.
Well, again, and we've talked about this before, where it's... Brian's probably coming from still that mindset of he has to save money. He has to, you know, make sure that he has enough... He basically doesn't want to blow the whole wad, because at this point, Brian is not making the money that he would be making where we are in June.
Right.
Brian was still, he was kind of in the middle, he's coming up on the really kind of the midpoint of his push, I would say, at this stage.
And remember, because it's clearly what's happened to Brian, at any moment, it can all be taken away with an injury.
Right. So it's something of Brian is trying to be conservative about how much they spend, how they live, that kind of thing. So that way they're, because, you know, for Brian, I would bet Brian and Bray are probably socking money away like crazy right now.
I know, right?
You know, to save up for having kids, for, you know, to pay for that house, to pay for anything else that they want. Because there's going to be a point where... Bree will retire to have children, so that cuts them down to one income. So whatever Brian is making, that's what's going to be supporting them, and then eventually Brian will retire from at least active competition. Whether he stays with the company or not, that remains to be seen. But, you know, eventually their income is going to get cut severely to the point that, well, they're going to have to rely on that savings, and if they're smart... They put the money away now, especially since they're making really good money right now. And you save that for the future, for your retirement, so you don't have to worry about money later.
Right.
And I think that's what's honestly on Brian's mind, and also he's probably in a little bit of that still indie mentality, which is, you know, you have to kind of go on the cheap.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up, and you took the words right out of my mouth about the indie mentality. That's what he's thinking. That's how he thinks, because that's how he's gone up in this business. You sleep in your car. You sleep in six people to a hotel room. You spend $100 for three nights. You know, you save your money. You don't spend $700 on a room.
And if you spend $700 on a room, then there's at least seven people in that room with you.
Right. To cover the cost. It's not just you and her. It's, hey, it's John, it's Nikki, it's all the divas. It's all crammed up into one room for $700 that's split seven ways. So.
And I can see how Bree may not necessarily connect to that.
No, she has a more rich lifestyle. She's grown, I wouldn't say grown up with money, but she's not been as frugal, as the best way to put it. She treats herself well. Doesn't mean that she doesn't save her money, but she makes sure once in a while to treat herself well.
Yeah, Brie Bella, as you know, she's more, she obviously spends a little bit more than Brian does. Brian is very frugal. Bree is a little bit more of a spender. She pampers herself. You know, she doesn't go all out. But, she, you know, she likes to get her nails done. She likes to, you know, beautify herself. She wears nice clothes, that kind of stuff.
Right. It's not like she's spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on random stuff that you don't need. She buys clothes like any girl would do, buys shoes, that sort of thing. So, I can't wait for the next episode.
I can't wait either, but you know what? We're going to have to wait.
Yes, we will.
So until then, you've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you, I guess, in a few days?
Something like that, yeah.
With the season finale, part two of it, of Total Divas, season two. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack Extra, and we'll see you later.